0.2% proof less. And they're really, really close on the proof this year.
Yeah.
You know?
It's not the proof for me. It's the mash bill. And it's a beautiful brown, drink it down color. It's all caramel and black cherries. And
that's what I wrote. Caramel and cherry bomb. Yeah.
Caramel exactly. and cherries.
Yeah.
Black. It's a burnt toffee note as well. Just a little bit. The mouthfeel on this is unctuous, gorgeous, with a really beautiful soft entry, but then it hits you with this punch of pepper. It's like right in the mid palate.
So the difference between these two, when we taste them, the other one was a softer, creamier.
That's the whole weeder thing I'm not a big fan of.
It didn't feel like 124 proof. This one really feels like 124 proof.
It wakes you up. It's a punch of pepper.
Exactly. This is the whole difference between the two.
Yeah. See, I don't know why it is I'm not a huge fan of wheat, because I do like the softer scotches, but the wheated bourbon's not for me. But I like the high rye. I like this punch of spice in this bourbon. Orange, vanilla, cherry. It's not like that orange vanilla, what's that, push pop thing. It's not that. It's just like a hint of vanilla, a little bit of real natural orange peel, and a bowl of black cherries. Gorgeous finish, long and pretty. Justin, what do you think?
It was a great kick in the teeth, and it made my day. It was fantastic. Rich, oak, vanilla, toffee. Really everything I want in bourbon is in here.
Mm-hmm.
The only thing that could be better is the finish could be even longer and hotter. Yeah.
It could be. But the bottle could also be free. That would be better.
Oh, but it was.
This so, bottle, that's for us.
Yeah.
You could have shipped 11 more. Just, yeah, yeah. That would have been better. I'm just saying.
You want to take the 4 to a 5? Send us 11 more. Yeah. Revise our rating.
Yeah, it's just it's like every Elijah Craig barrel proof I ever get.
I am very aroused.
They're all good.
Yeah,
the worst one I've had is still one of the better whiskeys you'll ever drink.
Exactly.
You and can find these now and then.
That's
in the
key. A whiskey this good.
And the other thing
that
is,
you can actually find.
A, B, and C are all on my shelf
at
right
a
now
price
under $100.
You can afford. If this was anybody other than Heaven Hill, this thing would be $400 minimum, and you would never find one.
Yeah.
So we'll be back.
It's not just the destination, but baby, the whole elation riding down this lover. Avenue. As slow as a willow blows, or as fast as the whirlwind grows, we glide beneath the stars in cobalt blue. Look to the left, to the right, and keep your eyes on the road, my darling, wondering if we're only yours forever, sweet love. Our eyes ahead on these back roads with a view.
Hey, and we're back, and we're still ruminating over the lovely Elijah Craig barrel proof. It's just, it's dark toffee, it's cherries, it's a little bit of barrel char.
I like that word, ruminate. We're chewing our cud.
Exactly.
Although, when you think about it, it's really gross.
Not if you're a cow.
Not if you're a cow.
This whiskey is not really gross.
Yeah. Oh, Lord. It's just...
Just talk my way into not being able to find it on the shelf. All right, audience, enjoy it.
No, but you know, the other nice thing about this one is that there's a lot of liquor stores and restaurants that are doing their own barrel proof, their own pick of this, which... Gives it, you know, besides the three that we have a year, now you're able to go off and get another one as well from other stores.
Fine spirits and wine has really good
pick. Fine spirits. Now, between barrels 2 and 3, we rejected 16 barrels. Thanks for almost giving me a plug there.
We wouldn't want that to happen.
Yeah.
at Grumpelstiltskin's Wine and Spirits.
Yeah. But the problem with that barrel program, they never give us the 12-year-olds. It's always 8 to 10 for the private barrel picks. They keep the 12s for themselves.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's fine. Because you know what?
Some maybe of the you order a 10 and they forget about it for a couple of years and they have to give it to you.
We had a beautiful 10.
We had that happen one time.
I know, we did. And it came out better, didn't it?
We picked a regular 94 proof, and it was in the one warehouse that got condemned, and it sat there for what, almost a year?
Over a year. Yeah. By the time we got it, it was a 10-year-old.
Yeah, it was great.
No extra storage fee, and it was awesome.
Worked out perfect for us. I'm like, I apologized
to us, too.
Well, I still had what was left of the sample. And I tried it again. So I'm like, wow, this is much better.
They were like, oh, we're really sorry. I'm like, yeah, don't worry about it. You keep aging that. It's fine.
Oh, damn. We're going to run out of wicker to drink around here.
That was before they offered it barrel proof. That was before private barrels were only 94 proof.
Yep.
Right.
Yep. But what are you going to do? Well,
whatever. Back to this one. We enjoyed it.
Yeah.
What are we rating this one, Bob?
They're all great. So we're going to be rating the Elijah Craig Barrel Proof Kentucky Straight Bourbon B523. A well-deserved 4 sips.
That's classified.
So that brings us up to our next one. We're going to have Brent tell us about that one.
Thanks, Bob. I'll be talking about the Booker's 2022-4, the Pinkies Batch.
Booker's, you say? I have not heard of this whiskey.
Well,
Booker's,
you know,
interesting.
Well, we'll get into that.
Yes.
It's 61.2% ABV or 122.4 proof.
It's a weak whiskey.
Yeah.
Very weak whiskey.
Light whiskey.
Very weak.
Light.
Very light.
It's for
age children.
Age 6.
Very skinny old years. People.
Yeah. Children over 21.
Yeah. Age 6 years, 10 months, 10 days. So the best batch is made up of barrels that were aged in 4 different warehouses. 47% came from the third floor of their 7-story warehouse Z. 36% came from the fourth floor of their 7-story warehouse 1. 11% came from the fourth floor of their 7-story warehouse X, and 6% came from the fifth floor of their 7-story warehouse Q. So on the nose, let me get the right glass here. On the nose, I get dandelions and lemons. It's just like I'm in a big grass yard up north with these dandelions and lemons. You know, you get that smell. Beautiful smell.
It's more dandelion than lemon for me.
What's that?
It's more dandelion than lemon.
More dandelion. Yeah, more dandelions than lemons. On the palate.
All right. Just say the right thing. Say the thing I want you to say.
Well, you're going to hear it now. It's a flavor bomb.
Yeah.
Yep. Dark cherries, vanilla. There's some oak tannins, clove, baking spice. And with this one, you're going to break out that Kentucky Chew because you're going to need it. This is a thick and rich and delicious, and you can just chew this one forever.
This is weird, Brent, because look, the nose does not match the palate at all.
No, the nose is soft.
It's so soft.
The nose is so soft. And like, yeah.
And then you put it in your mouth.
Dandelions and lemons. Okay, yeah.
In your mouth, it's like a hand grenade.
And then you just get slapped around with it. And once you put it in your mouth, it's like, oh, the finish doesn't quit.
Yeah.
You're just going to love this one.
It's like taking that little girl home and you think she's all sweet and then she ties you to the bed. Yeah. This one punished you.
Yeah.
Does internet porn...
Am I sharing too much?
On it? does internet porn know you're cheating on it?
Thanks. Sure. But Justin, what do you think?
I'm going to pause the show here while I go take a shower.
Good Lord. On the nose, I got
unclean.
Unclean.
When have you ever been clean?
Not around him, I haven't.
Okay.
On the nose, I got Luxardo cherries, oak, and lemon. On the palate, I got a big mint hit, blueberries, oak, and spices. And the finish was like all mint and fire. It was really cool.
It's a beautiful whiskey.
It is.
Bob has just got his nose buried in that glass. He's not even talking.
It is a subdued nose for the palate.
Yeah, you can't get anything off it.
I'm getting it. I mean, it's opening up. And
it's a shy, demure little girl.
It's very shy.
You really got to like swirl it around.
You got to agitate the heck out of it.
Add a little, add a drop or two of water to really get anything off of the nose of it.
And then in your mouth, bam.
Kabam. You know those old Batman and Robin, kapow, bam.
Yes.
Sock it to him. You know, that's what happens. This is what that's what happens when you put this one in.
Well, you're not going to mistake the fact that you're drinking Booker's when you put that in your mouth. You're going to go, gee, I wonder what this one. Holy cow.
It's been 2 minutes. It's still finishing.
Yeah.
That was strong.
Yeah.
Strong.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's, and again, how do they get this out of
got rope burns on my wrist.
Out of a 6 year, 10 month, 10 day old whiskey. I mean, 6 years, 10 month, 10 days.
Right.
We've had whiskeys that taste like weak tea that are, you know, 7 or 8 years old.
It's this isn't even these high floors on those warehouses.
That's exactly
right. A lot of evaporation, a lot of oak.
These are not high floors.
Third
these
floor
are third
is
and
not
fourth
a high
and
floor.
Fifth, you know, yeah, so.
Well, they're middle to high, four.
Yeah,
four
middle floors, right in the middle.
They've got to be hot. They've got to be hot parts of the warehouse.
I think the master distillers is walking around and making that F-35 plane crashing sound, and then he knows to put that in this batch. Yeah, that one. So the master distiller does that, then he knows to put it in the Pinky's batch.
I just picture Fred Nose sitting on a barrel waving a cowboy hat like Slim Pickens and Dr. Strangelove as he rides this thing into the barrel, into the bottling room.
So do we have a rating for this?
Yes, we are going to rate the 2022-4 Pinky's Batch Booker's a well-deserved four sips.
Under protest, should be higher. You Philistine. I just pushed you into that because we got two more whiskeys, Bob.
Well,
Justin's going to tell us the next one.
Justin's going to tell us on the next one.
All right. So now we're going to talk about Booker's 2023.
Wait a minute. We get to talk about another Booker's?
Another
Booker's.
Go ahead. Make my day.
Damn it. I'm leaving. I'm ready for this.
Batch 2, Apprentice Batch. It's 62.75% alcohol by volume or 125.5 proof. It's aged 7 years, 1 month, and 2 days. Very precise.
It's a real man's whiskey. 0.1% more in an extra year.
Yeah. 7% came from the 7th floor of 9-story warehouse H. 9% came from the 4th floor of 7-story warehouse W. 11% came from the 4th floor of this warehouse.
I think that's I. I don't think it's 1.
I. Yeah. Okay, different warehouse. 18% came from the 4th floor of 7-story warehouse O.
Zero.
Anyone have bingo?
Zero.
19% came from the 4th floor of 9-story warehouse G. Okay, I have bingo. And 36% came from the 4th floor, 7-story warehouse Z, as in zebra.
It's Zed.
So the color...
Zed's dead.
Zed is dead.
Zed's dead.
So the color of this is like a rich brown on the nose. I got mint, cedar, some musty notes, and like that camping, when you're camping with the kerosene lamp. A palette.
Kerosene and leather.
Yeah. The palate was big and bold, and I got cinnamon, touch of grapefruit, some words I can't read because this whiskey's really strong. And there
is
was a lot.
True that we have to bring our own water.
We got a little rule back home: if it's brown, drink it down.
And there was a long finish, and it had toffee on it. Okay. What did you think, Carm?
It's really bad when you can't read your own notes because they're so illegible.
No, it's really good. But
it's
go
really
ahead.
Good. that kerosene note is absolutely right. It's vanilla, toffee, leather for me. Candied fruit on the palate, orange and cherry and spice. It's a huge finish. But what really brought this out to me was water. It didn't change the nose so much as it brought up tangerine and ginger on the palate. Tangerine, ginger, and oak. And it's so good. That kerosene went away. White pepper on the finish. Tons of oak tannins. Brent, what do you think?
Yeah. One big thing to note between these two, you know, we're kind of comparing back and forth between them. The other one, softer nose. This one here, the nose really matches the palate. It's
right.
Like it really comes through and matches your palate because this is another flavor bomb. You know, the dark cherries, vanilla, got the oak tannins, the clove, baking spice. You get that ginger that you mentioned.
Did you get the citrus
the cherry,
at all?
Cherry, that oranges, the pepper. There's like peppercorns that are like resting on the side of your mouth, on your tongue, just making your whole mouth tingle. Amazing finish. This is another beauty.
It's more of a
would you say Booker's?
It's more of a classic Booker's nose.
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah, but the definitely completely different with the same kind of outcome.
Booker's, you say? I should probably look one of these up. Maybe
you should. It starts with a B, ends in an R.
Remember when like used to Booker's used to be $50 a bottle.
And it was everywhere.
Complained when they raised the price.
And it was everywhere.
Yeah. It was everywhere. And they complained when they raised the price. Mm. Now, it doesn't matter what I charge. People want it. This is it.
Now you're lucky you can find it for $100. Find it.
Oh, it's just so pretty.
And it was better when it was cheaper, too. It's still good.
There's
always good.
It's always been. I mean, there's
everything's better when it's cheaper. But whatever, this is good.
I mean, there's people that are sitting at home right now with 8 different years that are going through and finding out which one of the ones they like the best. You know, that's what.
That sounds like a good day.
It's a great day.
I don't have that much whiskey.
I mean, I'll do that tomorrow. But
they're not going to invite you over. You know.
True. You know. Drink all their stuff.
They're like, you know, friendly kind of people, so they're not going to deal with you.
Oh, that too, yeah.
You know, but that's harm. You know, when they don't invite him, he just gives them a lecture, you know.
I have people skills.
I am good at dealing with people. Can't you understand that? What the hell is wrong with you people?
I would rather.
That's harm when he's not invited over, yeah.
I would rather drink a nice red wine and relax rather than have to give you a critique about
your
crappy whiskey selection you brought because some guy in some liquor store bought. You should buy this because everybody else buys it. No, there's good stuff out there.
Well, we're going to rate the Booker's 2023 O2 Apprentice Batch a well-deserved 4 sips.
That's classified.
So, Bob, tell us about this last one.
The moment the world has waited for.
Okay. So, about 8 years ago, I was at Buffalo Trace on a media trip, and we're walking through a rick house, and I see some experimental barrels, and I stop to take a picture of one because I see stenciled on the head, peated bourbon. And I went, what the hell is that? Well, guess what? 9+ years later, it's sitting in a bottle in front of me. So
Better than
a frontal lobotomy.
Buffalo Trace Experimental Collection Peated Bourbon. It's 46% ABV, 92 proof. The Experimental Collection debuted in 06. Each expression in the collection offers characteristics and a taste profile uniquely its own, caused by experimental changes in the mash bill, the types of wood, the barrel treatment, and more. Since not every experiment is deemed worthy of bottling, these whiskeys are only released periodically on a limited basis. The Peated Bourbon is its 26th release of the collection, and this release substitutes the standard barley for a smoked peated malted barley.
So we're guessing 4%. You remember the mash bill off the top of your head? No.
They don't release theirs, but probably under, you know, probably 8 or under.
Under 8, 10. Yeah.
But on the nose, it's very confusing to me because I get that Plumber's Putty sort of nose that I get from a young rye. I get a little bit of just the slightest hint of smoke. I mean, just barely.
I get new suede.
Yeah.
It's new suede.
Yeah.
Yeah. I've got down here leather. I've got cocoa.
It's suede. It's not. This is not cured leather. This is
and
suede.
And I get.
Yep.
And it seems like.
Expensive Corvette interior.
It seems like the maltiness is amped up more. I'm getting more of the maltiness than I'm getting of the smoke.
Yeah. I'll give you that. 100%.
Again, that milk duds, you know, a little bit of cocoa, a little bit of malted milk. And on the palate, hold on. Yeah, it's unusual. It's Buffalo Trace, but with something different. Malty and creamy and just barely that hint of smoke. What'd you think, Brent?
Yeah, everybody was happy to hold me down saying, ha, 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 you have to taste.
Oh, we were hoping for Lagavulin.
You got a Lagavulin in front of you.
Yeah, we were praying for Octomore bourbon. Yeah.
But it's not that, people. No. It's not. You know, you got like a malt. I got like a malt-o-meal with oats and barley. Yeah. It's
malt-o-meal is exactly right.
Yeah, yeah, you know. So, and then like a chocolate breakfast on the on the palate, a chocolate breakfast cereal without the sugar.
Yeah.
You know, like it's, you know, so very soft and subtle. No smoke, guys. There's just no smoke to it. You know,
a tiny hint. Just, not, you don't get it.
The tiniest wisp.
Yeah.
What do you think, Jason?
So I did have this in the same glass that I also had a Lagavulin 16. So I'm hoping it was really clean. But I definitely got like a hint of the peat, and it was pretty fun.
It was a very cool experiment. And again, you know, 8 years later, it's sitting in front of me. So that's kind of cool.
Yeah.
So we're going to be rating the Buffalo Trace Experimental Peated Collection 3 sips.
Interesting.
Exactly. Very interesting. Well, that's all the time we have for today. I want to thank our co-host for joining us today. Thank you, Brent.
Thanks for trying to trick me for beaded.
I was so hoping for Octomore Buffalo Trace. Watch him curl up into the table. Thank you, Harm.
Thanks, Bob. I'm smelling this Buffalo Trace again, and that suede is really prominent. Yeah. It's like a new suede jacket. Man. It's back in 1986.
And thank you, Justin.
Thank you, and I'd rather have a bottle in front of me than a frontal lobotomy.
Oh, I don't think so.
Well, for sip, set, and
we
smokes.
Think you might need the frontal lobotomy.
This is Made Man Bob. We thank you for joining us. Remember, life is too short to drink bad whiskey. And fortunately, we didn't have to do that at all.
Not all day.
Not when there's something called Booker's.
Two of them.
Good day.
Yeah.
We hope you enjoyed this episode. If you're listening to us online, do yourself a favor. And tap.
Just tap it in.
The subscribe button.
Give it a little tappy. Tap, tap, tap-a-roo.
The easiest way to listen to our show is to ask Siri, Alexa, Google, Uncle Larry, or whoever it is that talks to you on your phone. Play podcast Sip, Suds, and Smokes. We love your feedback, and you can reach us at info@sipsudsandsmokes.com. Our tasting notes flow out on Twitter and Instagram with our handle @sipsudsandsmokes. And our Facebook page is always buzzing with lots of news. You'll also be able to interact with the thousands,
millions, and millions
of other fans on those social media platforms. Do us a favor. Take the time to rate this episode if you're listening to us online. That's a big help to us, and we get to see your feedback as well. Come back, join us for another episode, and keep on sipping.
Been a 110 Ham production of Sip, Suds, and Smokes, a program devoted to the appreciation of some of the finer slices of life. From the dude in the basement studios, your host, the good old boys, will see you all next time.
We'll be right back.